page 24, 610 it is right now. Do a roll call. Wade Sandberg.
Mike Worthington.
Barbara Yami.
Three of us here. There's one thing on the agenda here is consideration to approve the variance request for Grantsville land use 15.1 residential district R-1-21 maximum building height for Gary and Patricia Meyer located at 683 East Clover Gate Lane. Have you just seen pictures, Mike?
Yeah, so I've seen the pictures. So it looks like you've got kind of a retaining wall that goes around the kind of the one side and across the back end. Is that what I'm seeing?
No, it's not a retaining wall.
It's just a taller foundation.
It's the foundation.
The foundation.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Side picture. I thought I could see it. You said something about your...
On the back side where the garage is.
The back of it is the garage.
And they just had to do... You can look on your screen down here, maybe. They just had to do a taller foundation wall because of how the...
Oh, I see. So the garage is kind of on the back side there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. And then can we see a picture of the back?
I don't have one at the back. Let's see. There's a little bit. Yeah, there's some there. Wade's got the blueprints there. If you want to look at the floor plans.
Yeah, you can see the elevation on that if you want to see it. Okay. So basically, from what they're saying, it ends up being a foot and a half too high. But I think the ordinance isn't clear on that anyway because it doesn't tell you where you're going from. If you're going from top of foundation wall to the top of the roof, but it meets the requirement. Yeah. And it looks to me like you're only going to have 2 for the foundation sticking out of the ground. And back by the garage, it's not even going to be that high. It's probably only 18 inches or so to where your garage...
I really haven't measured that.
Yeah,
this
judge is about that tall.
Yeah.
And we knew these elevations when we issued the building permit.
Yeah. And it...
I think that's a pretty easy decision there.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy. Yeah. And the thing is, if there was a complaint as how this came about, I was like, you could lower that house 10 feet, and you're still not going to be able to see anything, so what does it matter?
Not going to change anything. So
it's just, that doesn't mean anything. I just don't see, there's no sense in making a roof be changed for something as simple as that. I just don't see anything that would stop us from approving that. I'm going to make a motion to approve the variance that this house can be over the foot and a half or whatever it is on the height.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So, we need to have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion to adjourn.
I second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. That was quick and simple.
So I need to introduce Shelby Moore.
Oh, okay.
Shelby is going to be the new planning and zoning administrator.
Oh, okay.
She's going to be running the show from here on out.
Hey, neighbor.
She's a neighbor of some of you.
So you're the new planning and zoning. Oh, man.